刀一同挂在十字架上。主耶稣啊，我们再把第一节唱到第四节，盼望没有一个老的基督徒会觉得这个道理我已经知道了。我们一起说出耶稣，我们感谢，我是个罪人，但是我蒙了何等大的恩典。
Amen
Amen。 来，当确实的知道你们钉在十字架上的这位耶稣，神已经立他为主为基督了， 主耶稣啊，今天早上愿意在这里的人，每一个人都知道那位钉在十字架上的耶稣，神已经立他为主为基督了，他成了我们的圣洁、公义和救赎。因为今天早上我们每一个人，每一个人，我们的心都要发出感赞，愿意荣耀来归给你，愿意我们有耳可听的，我们就当听。我们说主耶稣啊，我们知道的何等的有限，但是早上我们要来领受你的恩典，再对我们发出恩言。若是我们知道我们是个罪人，但是我们却不知道我们蒙了恩典的，今天早上你再来将恩典显给我们看，给每一个人都知道我是一个罪人蒙主恩，让我们的心我们的口常常发出感赞，奉主耶稣基督的名。
弟兄姊妹们平安。
Peace to you, brothers and sisters.
我想在今年年初的时候，曾经跟弟兄姊妹交通我们今年的方向。
At the beginning, I remember sharing with you the direction of our church this year.
面对新的一年，甚至新的一个世纪的时候，我们在主的面前都希望有一个心愿，能够往下扎根，向上结果。
Facing a new year and also a new century, we all have this desire that we will bear.Will take roots downward and bear fruit upward.
向下扎根，特别说到我们里面内在的生命，我们和主的关系。
To take roots downward, particularly refer to our personal relationship with the Lord.
我们希望能够在主的生命里面，在主的关系上，我们能够有一个非常扎实的根基。
We hope to have a solid foundation in the life of God and the relationship with Him.
我想我们对这个世代稍微敏锐一点的人都知道。这世界上所发生的事情，朝着圣经的预言一路往前去。
If we are a little bit sensitive, we would be able to discern that the whole world is going toward the prophecies recorded in the Bible.
我们知道主来的脚步真是何等的近。
We know that the footsteps of the Lord is so close.
弟兄姊妹，在主回来之前，仇敌的工作是最凶猛、最强烈的时候。
And before he comes, the work of the enemy is the most fierce.
我相信所有有属灵感觉的弟兄姊妹都知道仇敌异教之风和仇敌的风暴早就已经开始了。
Anyone who has a spiritual sense can sense that the work of the enemy has already started.
他们用各样的方法来逼迫神的儿女们。
Through all kinds of ways, they persecute God's children.
有在外面政治肉身上的逼迫。
Maybe political persecutions.
有许多是在我们的思想上或者在物质上面的诱惑和试探。
Or maybe temptations in our minds.
有很多的时候是在教会里面神家里面所带给我们的考验和淘汰。
Or maybe the elimination and trials at church.
弟兄姊妹，我们已经看见多少的人已经在这个风暴的里面已经倒下来了。
We have seen so many already fell in this tempest.
甚至就连我们自己，多少时候连我们倒了，我们还不知道我们倒了。
Even for ourselves, a lot of times we don't even know that we have fallen already.
弟兄姊妹，一棵树要能够经得起风雨的考验，它必须生根于神。
For a tree to stand firm in a storm, it has to take root in God.
根有多深，它长得就有多高。
It has to take root deeply. However deep the root is, that much tall the trunk will be.
弟兄姊妹，今天有各样的环境要来这里，要让我们这一个人在主的面前没有办法正常的长大成熟。
There's so many circumstances that will cause us not to mature in God.
也向下扎根，说到我们要跟神建立起一个真实、第一手、活泼的关系。
So in order to take root downward, we have to have this first.Personal relationship with the Lord.
讲到我们内在的生命，那个看不见的生命，弟兄姊妹，我们必须在主的面前要真实。
We have to have a real inner life, that invisible life with the Lord.
向上结果，说到我们外在的生活和见证。
And then to bear fruit upward refers to our testimony.
我们多结果子， 父就因此得荣耀。
The more fruit we bear, the more glory the Father receives.
一个真实长大成熟的生命，它外面一定结实累累。
A mature life for sure will bear fruit.
而结的果子不是为了我们自己，也不是为了人的夸耀，乃是为了要归于荣耀给神。
The fruit is not for our own self or for the praises of men, but to give glory to God.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们今年一连串的，我们本来分四个阶段来讲我们的主日信息。
So, this year's Sunday sermons will be broken into four parts.
第一个阶段我们会连续讲大概十个题目，关于十架方面的信息。
The first period will consist about 10 messages regarding the cross.
也只有借着十架，我们能够得着最纯、最深、最荣耀神的生命。
And only through cross that we can receive this true and real and deep life of God.
然后我们接着可能有十个题目讲到对圣灵该有的认识和经历。
And then we will talk about 10 times to understand and to experience the Holy Spirit.
没有十架和圣灵，就没有基督徒属灵的生命。
Without the cross and the Holy Spirit, we will not have spiritual experiences.
没有十架和圣灵，我们的读经和祷告的生活，弟兄姊妹就成为空洞而没有价值。
Without the cross and the Spirit, our spiritual pursuit would be worthless.
所以我们借着讲十架和讲圣灵，来帮助我们能够向下扎根。
So hopefully through the cross and the Spirit, it will help us to take roots downward.
第三阶段我们会大概用十堂讲到圣灵所结的果子。
And then the third period will focus on the fruits of the Spirit.
讲到当我们真正有一个新的生命的时候，在我们外面应该有圣灵所结出来的果子。
If we indeed have this deep life within, we will have the fruits of the Holy Spirit outwardly.
最后一个阶段我们大概十个题目讲到教会的使命和见证。
And for the Our last period will focus on the mission and the calling of the church.
神要得到的果子不是一个一个，乃是整个教会。
God does not just want to obtain individual fruit, but the whole church.
我们不仅仅在外面，我们教会能够有明显的福音的果子，能够结出来归给神。
Not only that, outwardly we will bear gospel fruits to glorify God.
整个教会本身的身体的见证，能够归荣耀给神。
But we will also glorify God with the testimony of the body of Christ.
所以我们现在回到第一个阶段，我们要来讲十架的信息。
So now let's start the first period, the messages of cross.
当我在主面前祷告要取什么题目的时候
，When I was praying and seeking God's will about the topic,
我想到一个历久弥新的十字架。
I gave it the title, the ever new cross.
弟兄姊妹，因为现代的人不喜欢听十字架的信息。
Because nowadays people do not like to hear messages about the cross.
我们对十字架有一个误会，一讲到十字架就是讲到受苦。
We misunderstand the cross. Whenever we talk about cross, we think of suffering.
所以我们不太喜欢听它。
So we do not like to hear about it.
基督徒有的时候也不喜欢听十字架的信息，因为觉得太浅了。
And then some Christians do not like to hear that because they thought it was too basic.
我早就知道主为我钉十字架，我已经得救了，你还在跟我讲这个吗？
I knew that long time ago when I was saved. Why are you still talking about it?
弟兄姊妹，保罗说我钉的志向，在你们中间不知道别的。只有耶稣基督和他钉十字架。
Paul says, I have resolved when I was with you that I do not know anything else but Christ and Him crucified.
保罗的启示何等的大。
How great is Paul's revelation?
保罗的经历何等的深啊。
And how deep are his experiences?
他看见了教会的异象。
He saw the vision of church.
他上过三层天的经历。
He's been to the third heaven.
弟兄姊妹，当他拥有了这么大的异象和经历的时候，他说我不知道别的。只知道钉十字架的耶稣。
After he obtained such deep experiences, he said, I do not know not anything but Christ and Him crucified.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们不管讲的，不管听的，我们都在主的面前向神有一个祷告。
So let all of us have this prayer before the Lord.
主啊，你实在把那个谦卑的心赐给我们。
Please give us a humble heart.
因为按着我们所当知道的，许多的事情我们还是不知道。
But we thought we know everything, but a lot of things we still do not know.
我们希望这个虽然是一个古老的十字架，但是当我们每一次听它的时候，圣灵把神的爱再浇灌下来。
Even though this is still the old rugged cross, but we pray that whenever we talk about it, may the Holy Spirit pour down among us.
我前阵子看到一个小小的见证。
Recently, I read a testimony.
讲到有一个姊妹，她去服侍一个有老人痴呆症的一个年长的姊妹。
The sister went to serve another sister who had Alzheimer's.
他们是有一个聚会。
And then they have a meeting.
她每一次去都要跟他们重新自我介绍一遍，因为他们都忘记她。
every time she goes, she has to introduce herself again because every time she goes, they already forget about her.
一介绍完以后，他们就好像认识新人一样，又跟她来认识。
So after she introduced herself, they will come and shake hands as if she was there for the first time.
他们如果读圣经或者读诗歌的话，他们只能读一句话，他们没有办法再读下去了。
If they read the Bible, they could only read one verse. They couldn't go on anymore.
他们不容易记起来，因为很容易就忘掉。
Because it's so easy for them to forget.
那天他们唱了一首诗歌，叫做《古老的十字架》。
That day they sang a hymn, the old rugged cross.
而且那个老姊妹拿起这个歌本来帮我们念这一节的诗歌。
So she asked an elderly sister to read the song.
老姊妹念完了一节以后，她说：“我不能再念了，太残忍了，我不能再念。”她一面讲，她就一面哭起来。
And after she read one verse, she says, "I cannot go on. This is too cruel." And as she said that, she started weeping.
他们就只好请她再念，因为不然没办法，就请她再念。
But then they just asked her to continue.
当他再念的时候，就好像是新的故事一样。他又是念到那边，他说：“我不能再念下去了，太残忍了，太残忍了。”说完，他又哭了。
And as she continued, she read another verse as if she read it for the first time, and then she kept on saying, "This is too cruel," and she cried again.
一年几次，他每一次读到那一段同样的地方，他就说：“我不能再念下去。”然后他哭起来。
And then for several times, she repeatedly cried at the same place.
弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters.
到底我们里面听见十架的时候，我们里面的心弦会不会被挑动？
When we hear this, the story of the cross, will our heart be shaken and echo?
我们需要回到最根基的地方来。
We need to come back to the basics.
我们必须要来面对一些最根基的认识和经历。
We need to know the basic truth and experience.
弟兄姊妹，不知道在你我的里面会不会常常有一种感觉？
I wonder if we often feel this way.
为什么别人好像被圣灵被主的爱感动得这么深，而在我里面却没有感觉？
How could other people be touched so deeply by the love of God and yet I do not feel anything?
为什么波饼聚会的时候有人讲到主的爱，他们流泪，他们哭了，而我里面好像麻木了？
How could some people cry at the meeting of breaking of bread and yet I feel numb in myself?
为什么别人好像跟主之间的关系这么真实，而我们好像觉得隔了一层幔子一样？
And how come others have this true and real relationship with the Lord, and yet as if I live still in the veil?
弟兄姊妹，如果我们没有对主的救恩有一个最根基的一个清楚的认识，
if we do not have this real knowledge of the salvation,
或者我们如果对基督的救赎没有一个真实的认识和体会的话，
and if we do not truly feel the redemption of Christ,
我们就不会觉得说我们是得了这么大的救恩，
and we will never feel that we receive such grace.
当我们讲到主爱的时候，我们里面不会有那么深的感觉。
So when we talk about the love of God, we will not feel so deeply.
所以救赎救恩在我们的身上产生的影响力也是何等的有限。
That's why the impact of the redemption is so limited on our life.
它可能影响了我们，让我们愿意举手决志接受耶稣。
Maybe it affected us so that we raise our hands to receive Christ.
但是它似乎就不能够再来影响我们的生活和决定。
But then that's about it, and it cannot go on to influence our life.
我们还是完全照着自己的价值观跟优先顺序来排我们的生活。
We still go on living with our original value system.
这位救我们、赎我们的主，在我们的生命和生活中，我们称他为主，但是他却不站在主的位置上。
Even though we call him the Savior and the Lord, but yet he is not our real Lord in our life.
同样的，当我们讲到爱的时候，我们里面不会有这么深的感觉，因为我们对救赎的认识不够。
And likewise, we do not feel so deeply affected when we talk about His love.
救赎的道理很容易明白。
It is easy to understand about salvation.
救赎的神学很多人研究，也有很多的书可以看。
Many people research about the redemption of Christ, and there are many books written.
弟兄姊妹，我们需要对基督的救赎有第一手的认识和体会。
But we need to experience the redemption of Christ with our first hand.
不然我们不容易跟这位伟大的主建立起一个新的关系。
Otherwise, we could not build a personal relationship with Him.
不然我们不容易被他救赎的爱所感动。
Otherwise, it's hard for us to be touched by His love.
不然，当我们面临抉择的时候，我们不太容易拣选主的道路。
And when we face decision, it would be hard for us to choose God's way.
对，弟兄姊妹，当我们遇到考验的时候，我们这边就容易倒下来。
Therefore, when we are tested, and we often fall.
对，今天我们在讲扎根的时候，我们的第一个题目讲到救赎的十字架。
So when we today we want to try to take root downwards, and then the first topic will be the redemption.The cross of redemption.
我们请一起读几处的圣经。
Let's read some scriptures.
圣经太多了，我们只能挑几个代表性的来读。
There are too many places in the Bible that we'll just read some verses.
我们请读以弗所书第二章。
Let's turn to Ephesians chapter 2.
请基督徒帮助没有带圣经的，或是旁边的新来的，或是福音朋友们翻圣经。270页两节的圣经。以弗所书第二章十三节到十六节。
Ephesians chapter 2 verse 13 to 16.
你们从前远离神的人，如今却在基督耶稣里，靠着他的血，已经得亲近了。因为他使我们和睦，将两下合而为一，拆毁了中间隔断的墙，而且以自己的身体废掉冤仇，就是那记在律法上的规条，为要将两下借着自己造成一个新人，如此便成就了和睦，记在十字架上灭了冤仇，便借这十字架使两下归为一体，与神和好。好，在这里特别讲到主借着十字架把灭了一切的冤仇。
Here it talks about through cross of the Lord abolished hostility.
也借着十字架叫我们与神和好。
And through cross he redeemed us so that we can be reconciled to God.
我们请读哥罗西书，我们向后翻。
Let's turn to Colossians.
哥罗西书第一章。
Colossians chapter 1.
二十节到二十二节。
Verse 20 to 22.
既然借着他在十字架上所流的血成就了和平，便借着他叫万有，无论是地上的、天上的，都与自己和好了。你们从前与神隔绝，因着恶行，心里与他为敌，但如今借着基督肉身受死，叫你们与自己和好，都成了圣洁，没有瑕疵，无可责备，把你们引到。自己面前，在这里讲到不仅仅我们与神和好
，Not only that we're reconciled to God.
对，借着十字架我们跟神和好了。
Through cross we're reconciled to God.
也借着他在十字架上肉身的受死，叫我们成为圣洁，没有瑕疵。
And also through his death we become holy without blemish and free from accusation.
好，我们请再读加拉太书第三章，我们向前翻。
Let's turn to Galatians chapter 3.
第十节，我们先读第十节。
Verse 10.
凡以行律法为本的，都是被咒诅的。因为经上记着，凡不常照律法书上所记一切之事去行的，就被咒诅。那中文凡不常，那英文是说 always。你如果不能够 always 照着律法所说的去做一切的事，那么你就是一个命定受咒诅的人。
So it says here, cursed is everyone who does not always do everything written in the book of the law.
第十三节。
Verse 13.
基督既为我们受了咒诅，就赎我们脱离律法的咒诅。因为经上记着，凡挂在木头上的，都是被咒诅的。这便叫亚伯拉罕的福，因基督耶稣可以临到外邦人，使我们因信得着所应许的圣灵。好，那我想我们请再读一处就好了啊。我们请读希伯来书。希伯来书第九章
Chapter 9 Hebrews Chapter 9
二十二节，按着律法凡物差不多都是用血洁净， 若不流血，罪就不得赦免。27节。
Verse 27.
按着定命，人人都有一死，死后且有审判。好，第十章十一节。
Chapter 10, verse 11.
我们读到十四节。
Through 14.
凡祭司天天站着侍奉神，屡次献上一样的祭物，这祭物永不能除罪。但基督献了一次永远的赎罪祭，就在神的右边坐下了，从此等候他仇敌成了他的脚凳，因为他一次献祭，便叫那得以成圣的人永远完全。好，弟兄姊妹，我们的圣经先读到这啊。
This will be the scripture that we read.
刚才圣经上告诉我们，
The Bible tells us,
如果我们不是在永，不是 always, 不是常守着律法上一切的事，
if,
我们就是一个受咒诅的人。
If we do not always do the things recorded in the book of law, then we will be cursed.
对，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，不仅仅亚当夏娃犯了罪，
So not only that Adam and Eve sinned,
今天我们所有亚当后裔我们都在神的眼中是一个罪人。
And all descendants of Adam are sinners in God's sight.
我们不要光把责任丢给亚当而已。
So we can't always just blame on Adam.
弟兄姊妹，今天我们一样被活在神的律法底下。
Because today we are bound under the law.
圣经上说，凡是不常守着律法上一切的事情，
the Bible,
我们就是一个受咒诅的人。
The Bible tells us, cursed are those who do not always do the things according to the law.
对，圣经上告诉我们，没有凡有血气的，没有一个因为行律法被神称为义。
So the Bible tells us no flesh can be justified by doing the law.
好，弟兄姊妹，所以今天我们在神公义的律法底下，我们每一个人的结局是一件可怕的事情。
So under this righteous law of God, our ending is very scary.
圣经上告诉我们，世人都犯了罪。
The Bible tells us all have sinned.
弟兄姊妹，你我在神的眼中，我们都是一个犯罪的人。
So in God's eyes, you and I are all sinners.
我们不仅仅是一个犯罪的人。
Not only that we're sinners.
上礼拜史蒂翁在这里也告诉我们，那个我们是被 constitute, 被组织成为一个罪人。
Last week, Brother Z told us that we were constituted to be a sinner.
从我们里面一切出来的。
Everything out of us.
如果不是靠神的怜悯。
If it's not for God's mercy,
如果不是借着十字架，
if not through the cross,
从我们里面出来的，在神的眼中都是被定罪的。
Everything that comes out of us is already condemned.
世人都犯了罪。
All have sinned.
啊，弟兄姊妹，在神的面前，犯罪只有一个前途。
And then before God, there's only one ending for sin.
就是若不流血，罪不得赦免。
Without the shedding of blood, there's no forgiveness.
弟兄姊妹，我们常常不知道罪是什么。
A lot of times we do not know what sin is.
我们讲罪，但是我们里面没有那个罪的感觉和痛苦。
We talk about sin, but we don't feel the pain of sinning.
弟兄姊妹，圣洁的神他不能够容许丝毫的罪在他的眼前。
This holy God cannot tolerate not even a little bit of sin in His eyes.
罪是撒旦的本质。
Because sin is the nature of Satan.
而罪的特性就是 against God.
And that the characteristic of sin is to against God.
那一切不是从神出来的，一切不是向着神去的，一切不能够被神悦纳的，在神的眼中都是罪。
Anything that's not out of God and not toward God and not accepted by God is sin.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，不要以为我们讲说大罪不犯，小罪不断没有关系。
So do not take it lightly that we, as long as we do not commit big crimes, little sins are okay.
斯派克弟兄告诉我们，罪是仇敌在我们这个人生命里面留下来的一个 ground, 一个基地。
Brother Spark told us that a sin is a ground that the enemy has left in us.
啊，仇敌在我们里面好像可以安营，可以有他的座位。
So that the enemy can camp and then build strongholds in us.
弟兄姊妹，撒旦在我们里面的营地就是我们里面的罪。
And the stronghold for Satan in us is our sin.
在今天我们在讲整个人类的时候，弟兄姊妹，我们一方面从圣经的角度看人类犯罪的情形。
So today, on one hand, through the Bible, we look at the fallen situation of man.
一面我们要求神怜悯我们，我们不要那么客观的来看这件事情。
On the other hand, may the Lord have mercy on us, so we do not look at it so objectively.
因为我们都被放在定罪的底下。
Because we are all condemned and bound.
罪的工价乃是死。
And yet the wages of sin is death.
所以因为这个圣经上告诉我们，罪从一个人进了世界。
The Bible tells us that the sin entered into the world through one man.
而死又是因为罪而来。
And death came with sin.
所以死就临到了众人，因为众人都犯了罪。
Therefore death came to all men because all have sinned.
弟兄姊妹，这是讲到第一面的死。
And this is the first death.
我们人类都会死。
We will all die.
除了主怜悯我们，在我们死之前主回来了，不然的话，有肉身的人，我们都需要经过死。
Unless the Lord comes back before we die, we're all going to experience death.
没有一个人可以逃避死亡。
No one is exceptional.
罪的工价是死。
The wages of sin is death.
死是因为罪来的。
And death came because of sin.
世人都犯了罪，所以死就临到了众人。
Because all have sinned, therefore death came to all men.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，这不过讲到第一次的死。
And yet this is only the first death.
第一次的死实在算不了什么。
And it is very insignificant.
多少人今天面临第一次死的时候就已经害怕了。
So many of us feared when we faced this first death.
圣经上讲到第二次的死是我们所要逃避的。
But yet the Bible tells us to tremble and escape the second death.
人人都有一死，死后且有审判。
Everyone will die once and then face judgment afterwards.
弟兄姊妹，死不是结束了。
So death is not the end.
丘吉尔在那里说，当人死就好像灯灭一样。
Churchill said one time that death is like a turning off the light.
好像就像酒店打烊一样，打烊了我走就是了。
And just like closing of a bar, if it closed, I'll just leave.
他不知道他在说什么。
He did not know what he was talking about.
打了烊你往哪里走
After the door is closed, where do you go?
我们是要走到这位圣洁的神宝座面前弟兄姊妹
We will go to this holy God in front of his throne.
人人都有一死死后却有审判
Everyone will die once and face judgment afterwards.
凡是我们的罪恶在基督宝血里面没有解决的
Any sin that's not being done with in the blood of Jesus.
弟兄姊妹我们要面临永远的审判
We will face eternal judgment.
启示录二十章告诉我们
Revelation chapter 20 tells us
有一天死亡和阴间要被丢到火湖里面去
One day death and Hades will be thrown into the lake of fire
圣经上告诉我们这个火湖就是第二次的死
And that lake of fire is our second death
在那个火湖里面火是不灭的虫是不死的
And in that lake of fire the fire will never be quenched the worm will never die
姊妹如果我们稍微用一点的信心来接受神给我们的警告的话
If we use our faith to receive the warning from the Lord
你知道所有不信者的那个可怕结局
We shall see the terrible endings of all who do not believe.
我们也会体会到主啊，我今天原来是坐在火湖边，是你把我放在这里的。
And we will have this true feeling that we were sitting by the side of the lake of fire, and yet the Lord lifted us.
不是神怜悯，我们早就进去了。
If it's not for the mercy of God, we would be in there already.
弟兄姊妹，今天地上的痛苦，那么短暂的痛苦，我们人都受不了的。
Today we cannot even bear the temporary pain in this world.
永活的审判是一个永远的审判。
And yet the eternal fire is the eternal judgment.
弟兄姊妹，你被火烧过吗
？Have you ever been burned by fire?
你的手放在蜡烛上面五秒钟过吗？
Try to put your hands on the top of the burning candle for 5 seconds.
五秒钟，三十秒钟，三分钟，我们人都已经受不了。
5 seconds, 30 seconds, and 3 minutes, and then we can't stand it anymore.
圣经上说，火湖就是第二次的死。
But yet, the Bible tells us the lake of fire is the second death.
凡是名字没有记在羔羊册上的弟兄姊妹，我们都逃避不了这件事。
Anyone whose name is not recorded on the book of fire, on the book of life, will not escape it.
今天我们被称为神的儿女，成为重生得救的人。
Today we are being called children of God and people who are born again.
弟兄姊妹，我们要知道我们是从多么可怕的里面被逃出来的。
We have to realize that we escaped such terrible ending.
这是一件多么大的事情。
It's such a great thing.
人人都有一死。
Every man is destined to die once.
这是第一次的死。
And this is the first death.
死后且有审判。
And afterwards we will face judgment.
凡是没有得救的
Anyone who was not saved
这是第二次的死
There will be second death
那是一个何等可怕的结局
It will be a horrible ending
我们希望在座所有还没有信主的亲爱的朋友们
We hope that all dear friends who are here
神的爱在这里
God's love is here
今天仍然是蒙恩蒙悦纳的时候
Today is still the day of God's acceptance and favor
在1828年美国有一个人他犯了他杀人罪他被判绞刑
In 1828, there was a person who was sentenced to death and he will be hanged.
他的一个朋友去向当时的美国总统求情。
So a friend of his pleaded with the president at that time.
那个总统终于给了他一个特赦。
So finally the president forgive him, pardon him.
当这个撤职令送到监狱的时候，这个犯人说他不肯接受。
So when the pardon of the president arrived in the prisoner refused to accept it.
所以美国的 Supreme Court 高等法院为了这件事情，他们开庭审理这件事。
So this case has to be handled by the Supreme Court.
最后大法官说。
And then finally the judge said.
特赦令之所以有效，在于人肯接受它。
The pardon is valid only when it's accepted.
当他不肯接受的时候，这句特赦令如同无有，仍然判他绞刑。
So when it's being refused, it nullifies the pardon.
所以我们何等希望在座的亲爱的朋友们，我们不要再轻看自己的生命。
So therefore, how we wish that dear friends here, you will not take your life lightly.
今生不是两眼一闭，两脚一蹬就结束了。
Our life does not end at our death.
我们都要去朝见那位造我们的神。
We shall all go to see our Creator.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，当人类落在这个罪恶的定罪底下的时候
，So when we were all condemned and bound in sin,
我们的出路在哪里
？Where is our way out?
其实原本所有的人类
，Actually for all mankind,
都是朝向灭亡去的。
We were all going toward destruction.
在这里，罪要得到赦免。
But yet here, sin will be forgiven.
有一些公义的要求必须解决。
But then there has to be a criteria.
因为圣经上说到，若不流血，罪不能够得到赦免。
Because the Bible says, without the shedding of blood, sin will not be forgiven.
所以我们要能够得救，至少需要有一个救主，有一个人可以来为我们赎罪。
So if we want to be saved, there has to be a Savior who was willing to redeem us.
而这个，你需要有三个条件。
And then there are three criteria for this redemption.
第一件事情，这个为我赎罪的，他必须全然圣洁，没有瑕疵。
First, this sacrifice has to be holy without blemish.
如果他也是一个罪人，他不能够赎我的。
If he were a sinner also, he could not save us.
我们不过五十步笑百步就是了。
But we're all just about, we're just on different levels only.
弟兄姊妹，刚才希伯来书第十章告诉我们，凡是祭司天天站着侍奉神。屡次献上一样的祭牲，这个祭牲永远不能除我们的罪。
Hebrews chapter 10 tells us day after day every priest stands and performs his religious duties, and again he offers the same sacrifices, but it can never take away sin.
虽然有祭牲为我们被杀流血
，even though there were sacrifices being slain for our sins，
但是他的血不能够赎我们的罪。
But the blood cannot redeem us.
弟兄姊妹，祭牲不行，那人可不可以呢？
So if the sacrifice do not work, what about men?
罗马书第三章告诉我们。
Romans chapter 3 tells us.
没有义人，连一个也没有。
No one righteous, not even one.
没有行善的，连一个也没有。
No one was doing good, not even one.
都偏离己路，一同变为无用。
They all have gone in their own ways and become worthless.
而诗篇四十九篇告诉我们。
And Psalm 49 tells us.
有谁能够赎他的弟兄呢？
Who can redeem his brother?
因为赎价极贵，只可永远罢休。
Because the ransom for life is costly, and no payment can ever be made.
弟兄姊妹，没有一个人可以为你付出这个赎价。
So no one can pay this ransom for you.
也没有一个人配为我付出赎价。
And no one is worthy to pay the ransom for me.
因为这一个祭牲必须全然圣洁。
Because the sacrifice has to be holy.
所以民数记十九章讲到要做那个除污秽的水的时候。
So in Numbers chapter 19, when they talk about making this cleansing water.
不仅仅说要找一个没有瑕疵、没有残疾的一个红母牛。
It says they have to go find a heifer without blemish.
也不可以瞎眼，不可以瘸腿，不可以怎么样子的。
It cannot be blind or crippled or with defects.
也没有残疾，也许还容易找。
It's probably easy to find one without defects.
但是要找到纯红母牛，弟兄姊妹，那真是不容易的事情。
But then also it says it has to find a pure red one.
你要把毛拨起来，吹毛求疵啊，这个。
This is really, we really have to be picky when we choose.
里面只要有一根毛是白的或不是红的，这只牛就不行用。
So if it has one single hair that's not red, then this heifer cannot be used.
弟兄姊妹，去哪里为我们找赎价呢？
So where do we go and find our ransom?
弟兄姊妹，我们有没有想过这个问题？
Have we ever thought of this problem?
我们的罪是事实。
we have sinned, and that is a fact.
我们要面临死后那可怕的审判是一个事实。
And that to face eternal judgment is also a fact for us.
我们需要有人为我们付赎价是一个迫切的需要。
And we need someone to pay for our ransom.
但是他在哪里？
But where is he?
赎价太贵，只可永远罢休。
The ransom for a life is too costly. There's never a payment to be made.
就算今天有人为了你死。
Even today, someone died for you.
弟兄姊妹，他仍然不能赎你。
He can still not redeem you.
他不过让你感动他对你的爱就是。
He can only touch your heart with his love only.
但救的赎罪的本身毫无功效。
But then, in terms of redemption, it is not working.
而第二件事情，他必须要能够赎全人类的罪。
And the second thing is that he is supposed to die for all men.
今天就算在地上有一个完全人。
Even if today, if we could find a perfect man,
他为我死,
and he died for me,
他为你死,
he died for you,
不过就是你跟我,
but only for you and me,
他怎么能够为着整个人类这几千年来所有的人?
How can he possibly die for all mankind throughout history?
一个没有价值的树叶最多只能够替另外一个树叶说我替你掉下去枯干好了。
A leaf can only fall for another leaf and wither.
弟兄姊妹，圣经上提摩太前书第二章告诉我们
2 Timothy chapter 2 tells us
只有一位神。
There's only one God.
在神和人中间只有一位中保。
And there's only one mediator between God and man.
就是降世为人的基督耶稣。
And that is Christ Jesus as a man.
为我们舍命做了万人的赎价。
He died for us so that he become the ransom for many.
神儿子纯净的宝血。
And that pure blood of Son of God.
为着万民流出来。
Was shed for all men.
只有他的血能够洗净我们的罪。
Only His blood can cleanse our sins.
也只有他的血有永远的功效，可以洗净全人类的罪。
And only His blood can have this working power to cleanse all mankind's sins.
第三个条件。
The third criterion.
就算真有这么一个赎价了。
Even if we found this ransom.
必须他肯。
He has to be willing, right?
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
我们肯不肯为别人受苦？
Are we willing to suffer for others?
假如我今天身上长了这个怪病，医生告诉我说配方就是威廉弟兄啊，你去为余弟兄钉在十字架上。
If the doctor tells me the cure for my disease is for Brother William to be crucified for me.
不用死啊，钉三个小时就放你下来。
You don't have to die, just be on there for 3 hours.
不用三个小时，三十分钟好。
How about just 30 minutes?
让余弟兄这一辈子再也没有 migraine, 再不会头痛。
So that brother you will never suffer from migraine anymore.
弟兄姊妹，我们可能我们做不出这个代价。
It's very hard for us to pay such price.
真是不容易。
It's very hard.
我这两天在预备讲台的时候，我就想起我的小哥哥啊，是我的五哥，他现在是个传道人。
These days when I was preparing for the sermon, I remember my fifth brother.
因为我们两个年纪很近，所以常常一起这个上山下海玩来玩去的。
We used to play together because we were close in age.
有一次我们两个在那个床上玩那个这个武侠小说里面的功夫。
And one time we were playing kung fu.
那他就呢想要学飞，他就哇一下跳起来，从那个床上要往下跳。
And then and he wanted to learn to fly, so he jumped off the bed.
这个一降起来是撞到那个头那个墙上天花板上的灯哈，就整个头就破掉。
And then as he jumped, he hit the light, and then his head was broken.
我看见他那个痛苦的样子。
And then I saw him in pain.
没有多久，另外一次他就从我们住的日本式的房子，日本式房子比地上高起来一截，对不对？
And then at that time we were living in those Japanese houses, and then the floor was lifted.
我不晓得他为什么对武侠小说那么有兴趣，他那一天又是从房间飞出去的。
And that day again he flew out of the room.
一落地的时候呢，地上正好有一个木板，上面有一个钉子，就一脚砸上去。
And as he landed on the nail.
哎呀，我又看到他在那边痛苦的哭啊叫。
Again, I saw him in such great pain.
他还有好多次我不说的。
And then there are other experiences I won't even mention.
他连上了大学的，在学校也有一次也是从那个走廊飞出去，撞到那个门口，当场昏倒在地上。
He even flew out of his room and then fainted when he was in college.
弟兄姊妹，我们稍微受了一点苦的时候，你就发现那个苦多么不容易。
So when we suffer, then we realize how hard it is to suffer.
有一个弟兄告诉我们说，只要每一个神的儿女被挂在十字架上30秒钟，他以后属灵的生命大转变。
One person says, every child of God is just being hung on a cross for 30 minutes, then he's 30 seconds, and his spiritual life will have a great turning point. Because a lot of times we don't even think about it.
弟兄姊妹,
Jesus came and then he was willing to pay
the price.
He came for this purpose.
路加福音19章第10节告诉我们, 人子来,
Luke chapter 9 verse 10 tells us that the Son of Man came to seek and to save that was lost.
马太福音20章28节告诉我们, 人子来, 不是要受人的服侍,
Matthew chapter 20 verse 28 tells us that the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve. And to give his life as a ransom for many.
弟兄姊妹,
He came for this purpose.
圣经上告诉我们说,
the Bible tells us it's hard to find someone to die for righteous men.
为人人死,
Maybe some are willing to die for a good man.
唯有基督在我们还做罪人的时候就为我们死,
but Christ died for us while we were still sinners. And thus demonstrated to us God's love. Even before we realize the importance of salvation, He already died for us. And we're not even righteous nor good. While we were still sinners, He died for us.
有一次有一个母亲, 她下午接到学校的老师打电话给她。
One time, a mother received a phone call from school.
那个老师告诉她说, 你的孩子, 她孩子9岁, 好, 叫 Mark。
And then the teacher says, your son Mark, who is 9 years old.
他说我今天有一件事情我必须要跟你讲, 因为Mark今天在学校做了一件非常不寻常的事。
I have to tell you something, your son Mark did something very unusual today.
是我这么多年当老师以来, 从来没有发生过的。
I've never seen this in my teaching career.
妈妈一听就很紧张, 怎么搞了, 怎么搞了。
So the mother instantly become very worried.
他说我每一年都作文题目。
So every year, I will ask our class to write.
我要叫他们要有一个创作的写作能力。
Because I want them to be good at creative writing.
但是因为他们都才八九岁, 所以我都会先讲一个故事讲一半。
Because they're all like 8 or 9 years old, so I would start with a story, but I only finish halfway.
然后后半段呢让他们来完成。
And then I ask them to continue the story.
他说我过去几年都跟他们讲一个小小的故事。
So for the past few years, I always tell them the same story.
而在夏天的时候,
the story goes in the summertime.
那个蚂蚁先生呢, 非常的勤快, 就为了冬天一直在那里存他的食物。
And this Mr. Ant works very diligently for to store food for winter.
那他隔壁邻居的那个蚱蜢先生呢, 他是喜欢玩的。
But yet this his neighbor Mr. Grasshopper likes to play.
他天天就是hopper around, 跳来跳去, 出去玩。
And every day it just hops around and play around.
今朝有酒, 今朝醉。
And just live one day at a time.
结果过了一段时间以后, 冬天来了。
And soon the winter came.
所有的草地干了, 食物没有了。
All the grass withered and there's no more food.
那个饿得半死的蚱蜢就跑来敲这个蚂蚁先生的门。
So this starving grasshopper came to knock on the door of Mr. Ant.
他说我快饿死了, 你可不可以给我一点食物, 让我吃。
He says, I'm starving, can you spare me some food?
老师的故事到此为止, 底下的结局, 让学生们去写。
So the teacher stopped here and then she asked the students to finish the story.
他说这么多年来, 他所有收回来的这个paper里面,
for so many years, all the papers she collected back.
绝大多数的小朋友都说, 这个蚂蚁先生呢, 就拿他的食物分给蚱蜢先生, 他们两个就快快乐乐地过了冬天。
And majority of the children would say, so Mr. Ant brought up the food and to share with Mr. Grasshopper, and then they happily passed through the winter. All these children are good natured. But then some will write this way.
蚂蚁先生就告诉他说,我早就告诉你了,这些食物现在不够我吃的。
And then Mr. Ant would tell Grasshopper, I told you already, and my food was not even enough for myself. So you are on your own.
所以冬天过了以后呢,
so after the winter passed,
蚂蚁活着, 但是蚱蜢死掉了。
The ant survived, but the grasshopper died.
所以我们要勤奋。
Therefore, we have to work diligently.
啊, 就是很多小朋友这样写。
So some children will write this way.
他说我这么多年来, 只有你的儿子今天交回来是唯一让我吃惊的一份。
But then through all these years, only your son's paper really surprises me.
他说那个蚂蚁说, 这个不够我们两个吃。
The ant says, my food is not enough for both of us.
我把它全部给你。
I will give all to you.
后来冬天过了以后, 蚂蚁死了, 蚱蜢活着。
And after summer passed, Mr. An died, but the grasshopper survived.
然后在那个故事的里面，他放了一个插图，画了三个十字架。
And then in on the paper, he had this picture of three crosses.
好，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，这是一个真实的故事啊。
And this is a real story.
十字架的爱这么小，就摸到了一个小小的心灵。
Because his heart was touched by the love of cross.
他知道基督来是要做我们的赎价，为了救我们。
He knew that Christ came to be our ransom to redeem us.
弟兄姊妹，为一人死是少有的。
It's hard to find someone to die for righteous man.
不是没有，有。
Yes, there are.
为人人死有。
Yeah, and there are people who are willing to die for a good man.
但是像我们这样子的罪人。
But for us sinners.
主却为我们死。
Christ died for us.
For what?
For what?
到底为的什么？
For what?
他就是爱我们。
Because he loves us.
圣经上没有讲他为我们舍命有任何的其他的目的。
The Bible never tells us any other purpose and motivation for his salvation.
他在这里告诉我们，神的爱就在此向我们显明。
Thus demonstrated to us the love of God.
他借着他的十字架上的死，向我们显明他爱我们。
Through the cross, he showed us he loves us.
弟兄姊妹，刚才念词在这里念的以赛亚书五十三章。
Just now, Sister Nancy read to us Isaiah chapter 53.
诚然担当我们的忧患，背负我们的痛苦。
Surely he took up our infirmities and carried our sorrows.
我们以为他受责罚，被神击打苦待。
Yet we consider him stricken by God, smitten by him.
哪里知道他为我们的过犯受害，为我们的罪孽压伤。
But he was pierced for our transgressions and he was crushed for our iniquities.
因他所受的刑罚，我们得了平安。
The punishment that brought us peace was upon him.
因他所受的鞭伤，我们得了医治。
And by his wounds we are healed.
我们都如羊走迷了路。
We're all like sheep who have gone astray.
个人偏行己路。
And have turned to his own way.
耶和华使我们众人的罪孽都归在他的身上。
Yet the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all.
弟兄姊妹，我们对十字架所能体会的，常常只是表面的这一层。
So a lot of times, this is all we could feel and understand about the cross.
弟兄姊妹，当我们被挂在十字架上的时候
，If we were hung on the cross,
我们的痛苦常常都是集中在肉身的痛苦。
And our pain would be concentrated on our physical pain.
弟兄姊妹，我们有没有想过主耶稣为我们挂在十字架上的时候
？But have we ever thought about when Christ was hung on the cross?
他的痛苦是三层。
He had threefold of pain.
第一层当然是肉身的痛苦。
The first part is the physical pain.
这个痛苦不是几分钟、几秒钟就结束的痛苦。
And it did not just last for a few seconds or few minutes.
这个痛苦是让他血一直在那里流。
His blood was dripping.
这个痛苦是让他呼吸到最后没办法上来窒息。
And then finally he suffocated.
六个小时他被挂在那里。
For 6 hours he was hung on the cross.
肉身的痛苦和羞辱，这是他第一层的痛苦。
And then the physical pain and shame was his first fold of pain.
他为我们受羞辱，他全身被剥得精光，挂在那里。
He suffered for us, and then he was put to shame by hanging there naked.
我们没有一个男人愿意被曝光的，被暴露在别人的面前。
No man would like to be exposed.
他肉身的鞭伤，头上的荆棘，手上的钉痕，肋旁的创伤，弟兄姊妹，这都是第一层的痛苦。
And all the wounds caused by the crown of thorns and then the whip, these are all the first level of pain.
我们以为他在克西马尼园痛苦是怕这个痛苦。
We thought that in the Garden of Gethsemane, he was afraid of this pain.
弟兄姊妹，肉身的痛苦对主耶稣来说不过是第一层的。
But yet, this physical pain is only the first level pain.
啊，第二层的痛苦。
The second level.
一个这么深的痛苦要临到他。
Even deeper pain will come.
耶和华要使众人的罪孽都归在他的身上。
Because the Lord has laid on him the iniquities of us all.
那个从来不知道罪的圣洁神的羔羊。
This holy Lamb of God who do not know about sin.
那天你的罪。
On that day.
我的罪。
Your sins and my sins.
我们所有的罪。
All of our iniquities.
历代人类的罪都归在他的身上。
All the sins committed by all men in the history were laid on him.
我们这样讲过去，我们里面可能不见得有什么感觉。
When we talk about it, we might not feel much about it.
但是对那个圣洁、纯洁的神的儿子来说
，But yet for this holy and pure Son of God,
从来不容许罪来玷污他的。
He was never blemished by sin.
每天我们众人的罪孽都归到他的身上。
But yet on that day, the Lord laid on him the iniquities of us all.
你如果有一个可爱的女儿
If you have a beautiful daughter, you would dare not to let her go out by herself at night. Because you don't want her to have accidents.
一个纯洁的女儿被众人玷污了，那个痛苦是何等的大。
If a pure girl is being raped or adopted, it would be such great pain.
弟兄姊妹，我们从这样子的小的事情，我们觉得那是无法忍受的一件事情。
But even such things we cannot bear.
那个从来不知道罪的那位人子。
But yet the Son of Man who knows no sin.
哦，那天我们的罪都归到他的身上。
That day, all our iniquities were laid on him.
那是一件何等大的痛苦。
And what great pain that is.
和第三层的痛苦。
And then the third level of pain.
那位与父原来在创世以前就同享荣耀，他跟父神的关系。
That the one that who shared the glory with God even before the creation of the world.
父怀里面的独生爱子。
And he was the only begotten son in the Father's bosom.
当他在地上的时候，神三番两次的说：“这是我的爱子，我所喜悦的。”
When he was on earth, the Lord repeatedly said, "This is my son whom I love."
父全心爱他，喜悦他。
The Father loved him with all his heart.
他也全心顺从神的旨意，讨神喜悦。
And he obeyed God and pleased God with all his heart.
而那天，因为你我的罪恶在他的身上。
But that day, because your sin and my sin,
父神远远不看他。
The Lord did not look at him.
哦，你要知道，主耶稣在十字架上最痛苦的一个呼喊。
And do you know that the most painful cry of the Lord on the cross?
我的神，我的神，你为什么离弃我？
My God, my God, why have you forsaken me?
那个痛苦的呼喊应该是你跟我的。
That cry should be made by you and me.
那个神颜面不顾的那个愤怒咒诅，那天都临到他的身上。
The wrath that caused God to turn his face away.
圣经上告诉我们，凡挂到木头上的都是受咒诅。
The Bible tells us that cursed are those who are hung on the tree.
那天基督为我们被挂在十字架上。
But that day Christ was hung on the tree.
为我们承担了一切的咒诅和审判。
And he took all the judgment and curses for us.
把我们从神律法的咒诅底下救赎出来。
So that he freed us from the curse of the law.
这是第三层他最深的痛苦。
And that is the third level of the pain that he experienced.
父和子从来没分过。
The father and son were never separated.
而那天因为罪的缘故被分开。
But that day, because of sin, the father was separated from the son.
父神离弃了他。
The father forsake him.
父神审判了他。
The father judged him.
父神使律法所有的咒诅都归到他的身上。
The father put all the curses of the law on him.
而那天圣洁的神击杀了他。
And that day, the holy God killed his son.
弟兄姊妹，圣经上告诉我们，他我们的主。他在欺压受苦的时候，他默默无声。
The Bible tells us he was silent going through all this.
他像羊羔被牵到宰杀之地。
He was like a lamb being led to the slaughter.
他又像羊在剪毛人的手下无声。
And he was silent in the hands of the shearer.
就是这样子安安静静。
He was just silent.
为着于红杰。
For me.
为着陈红荣。
For Roger.
为着你。
For you.
为着我。
For me.
他一句话都不提自己生病。
He mentioned nothing about himself.
好像羊被牵到宰杀之地。
He was like a sheep being led to the slaughter.
没有一点的苦是他 deserved.
He did not deserve any of this pain.
而是我的。
They all belong to me.
但他却替我尝试。
But yet he took all upon him.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，当我在主的面前默想着救赎的十字架的时候。
So when I meditate about the cross of the redemption.
我跟主耶稣说，主啊。
I say to the Lord, Lord,
怎么办呢？这么笨的口。
What can I do? My mouth is foolish.
这么不知道感恩的人。
And then we do not know to be thankful.
这么粗的感觉，不能够体会你的爱。
We're so insensitive to your love.
我怎么讲得清楚救赎的实相呢？
How could I explain clearly the cross of redemption?
主耶稣，你自己来。
Lord, come yourself.
你让弟兄姊妹能够看见你的爱。
So that brothers and sisters can see your love. So that when we talk about this cross, we do not talk about it lightly. Every time when we talk about this cross, the love of Calvary will come and shake our hearts.
我这个人,
me.
And
God even died for me on Calvary for me.
救我脱离了永远的审判和咒诅。
Save me from eternal judgment and curse.
让我能够跟神和好。
So that I can be reconciled to God.
让我不仅仅跟神和好，我还可以与神为乐。
Not only that I can be reconciled to God, I can rejoice in God.
今天我们没有时间讲底下的那几个空格。
I cannot continue. We don't have time to continue to talk about other items.
回家翻圣经可以找得出答案的。
We hope that through reading the Bible, you will find the answers to fill in
blanks. 借着十字架，他一次就完成了永远赎罪的事情。
Through the cross, he accomplished the work of redemption once for all.
Once for all, 一次就完成。
Once for all.
因为他太圣洁。
Because he's so holy.
因为他是神的儿子。
Because he's son of God.
弟兄姊妹，他的救赎一次就完成。
And the work of redemption was done once for all.
我们再也没有定罪的恐惧。
And we will no longer be condemned.
基督借着十字架叫我们与神和好。
And through the cross, Christ redeemed us so that we can be reconciled to God.
借着十字架也叫我们得着了儿子的名分。
And through the cross, we receive the full rights of sons.
不仅仅不再被定罪。
Not only that, we will no longer be condemned.
不仅仅我们可以跟神和好。
Not only that, we're reconciled to God.
我们得称为神的儿女。
We get to call the sons of God.
再往前，借着十字架。
And through cross,
使我们得到了所应许的圣灵。
We receive the promise of the Spirit.
不仅仅是一个儿子的名分。
Not only we receive the full rights of sons.
儿子的生命在圣灵里面回到我们里面，成为我们的生命。
But the life of son came back to us so that it becomes our life.
全辈的祝福都在其中。
The full blessings.Came to us.
弟兄姊妹，难怪保罗到了哥林多教会的时候
，No wonder when Paul went to the church of Corinth.
他面对那么多讲智慧、讲聪明的人
，He faced so many people who talk about wisdom.
我在你们中间立了志向，我不知道别的。
But he says, I resolved when I'm with you, I do not know anything.
我不用高言大智对你们讲论。
I will not talk to you with eloquence of superior wisdom.
我要用世人以为愚拙的道理来跟你们讲论。
I will teach you the truth that the world deems.Foolish.
这叫做神的智慧。
And that is the wisdom of God.
在于基督和他的十字架。
That is the Christ and His cross.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
我们希望我们能够在主的面前，能够让十字架的爱常常来摸着我们。
We hope that the love of Christ will often touch our hearts.
不仅仅让我们比从前更重视加略山的十字架。
Not only that, we will really value the cross on the Calvary.
另外一方面，也让我们不在主的面前。常常把基督重钉十字架。
And also, we will not keep renouncing Christ on the cross.
希伯来书六章六节说到，有一般人常把神的儿子重钉十字架。
Because Hebrews chapter 6 tells us there are some people who often renounce Christ on the cross.
明明的来羞辱他。
And to put his crucifixion to shame.
求主保守我们。
May the Lord help us.
让我们知道我们真是得救的人。
So that we will know we're truly saved.
他的血已经洗净我们。
Blood has cleansed us,
永远与罪无关。
So that we will no longer be associated with sin.
不要让那个曾经叫主这么痛苦的罪，今天随便来辖制我们。
Let us not to be bound by sin anymore that caused the Lord so much pain.
我们真犯罪，我们知道主的宝血、主的十字架永远有功效。
If we sin, we know that the blood of Christ forever has working power.
但是每一次经历赦免以后，让我们在主的面前更不敢随便犯罪。
But every time after we're forgiven, let's have this heart to be cautious not to sin anymore.
我曾经跟你们讲过一个故事啊。
I once told you a story.
有一个冷淡退后的弟兄。
There was this brother who fall away.
别人怎么去看望他、鼓励他，他都没有办法回到神面前。
He just couldn't come back to God, no matter how people went to visit him and encouraged him.
有一天晚上他睡觉的时候。
One day when he was sleeping.
他在梦中，他突然做了一个梦。
And he had a dream.
他看见主耶稣背着十字架往哥哥他去。
And then he saw Jesus carrying the cross all the way to Calvary.
那个憔悴、孤单的主背着十字架，力不能胜。
And this exhausted and lonely Lord.
后面罗马的兵丁拿着鞭子在那里抽他。
And then he was whipped and driven by the Roman soldiers.
每一鞭下去，血肉横飞。
And every time he was whipped, his skin would.
弟兄姊妹，再软弱的人看见主怒，心都要被软化下来。
So even the person with the hardest heart will be softened.
到最后他受不了，他从群众中冲出来。
And finally, he couldn't stand it, so he rushed out of the crowd.
他跑过去，后面拉着那个罗马兵丁。
So he grabbed onto the Roman soldier.
他说长官我求你不要再打我的主人
He says sir please do not stop whipping my lord
我求你不要再打我的主
Please stop whipping my lord
罗马兵丁回头看他
And the soldier turned around to look at him
当那个兵丁一回头的时候
When the soldier turned his face
他发现那个兵丁居然是他自己
And then he discovered that soldier was himself
哦，他在梦中放声大哭
So he wept bitterly in his dream
主我明明已经被你拯救了
Lord I was saved by you already
为什么我还一再的软弱犯罪来伤害你
How come I'm still weak and I keep sinning to offend you
为什么我这样子伤了你我里面没有感觉
How come I hurt you so much and yet I do not feel it
弟兄姊妹基督的十字架有没有活化在我们眼前
So is the cross of the Christ portrayed in your eyes?
我们不仅仅从痛苦的角度去思想他为我们所受的痛苦。
Not only that we meditate on the pain that he suffered for us.
我们要想到他为我们承担罪他所受的折磨是何等的折磨。
And we should also meditate on the torture that he bare our sin.
我们要想到他被父神为着我们被离弃的时候那个呼喊是一个撕裂心肠的痛苦。
Can we feel a broken heart cry? When he was separated from the Father.
弟兄姊妹，今天我们到底在哪里？
Today, where are we exactly?
我们常常鼓励弟兄姊妹来参加擘饼聚会。
We often encourage brothers and sisters to come to the breaking of bread meeting.
这里不是吃一块饼喝一口杯的问题。
It's not just to partake the bread and then take the cup.
来自所有蒙恩的罪人，我们一起在十字架的底下。
But it's a gathering of all sinners on the before the cross.
我们来思念那位爱我们的主。
Together we meditate on the Lord who loves us
我们向他感恩
and then we give him praises and thanksgiving
我们让他的爱加烈山的爱再来掳掠我们
so the love on the Calvary can once again lay hold on us
不仅仅叫我们知道我们是蒙爱的
not only that we know that we are loved
也要叫我们知道我们也应该来爱他
and we also need to know that we ought to love him
让我们知道他为我们所做的是何等伟大的救恩
So that we know that what great salvation he has done for us.
但愿我们都像保罗说，我立的志向不再知道别的。
May all of us say the same thing that I resolve to know nothing but Christ and.
知道耶稣基督并他钉十字架。
But Christ and Him crucified.
像我们这样子荒凉的罪人。
For us desolate sinners.
必须他来救我们。
He has to come and save us.
我们最后再唱八十四首。
Let's sing the hymn. 84 again.
第一节第四节我们请一起来唱。
Let's sing together on stanzas 1 and 4.
第二节我们请弟兄，第三节请姊妹们唱。
The second stanza, brothers, and the third stanza, sisters.
主安在这海角啊，他就安在第四行，他不能救自己，这爱怎么样听，他不能救自己，这爱他有自己，我们的心谁能带着爱叫他拉出盘山，这爱叫他拉出盘山。
我们都一起低头，
Let's bow our heads，
在十字架的面前我们都来低头默思。
In front of the cross let's all bow。
我们来思想主耶稣，神的羔羊。
Let's meditate on Jesus, the Lamb of God.
那个圣洁没有瑕疵，神的羔羊。
The holy Lamb of God without blemish.
啊，为什么要来受苦害
？Why did He come to suffer?
啊，为什么要替我舍命偿罪债
？Why did He die for me to pay the sin?
但愿我们也都愿意在他爱的底下
，fully under His love.
我们再一次。来认定他为我们亲爱的救主。
But again, confess that he is our beloved Savior.
不管今天有多少的罪恶缠绕我们。
No matter how much sin is binding us.
他的宝血，他的救赎永远有功效。
His blood and his redemption always works.
也更但愿加略山的爱在这里俘虏我们的心。
And may the love on the Calvary once again lay hold of us.
让我们不在主以外去贪爱这个世界。
So that we will not love the world anymore.
我们可以随着圣灵的感动，有几位弟兄姊妹带领我们有祷告。
Let's have some prayers.
Amen.
Amen.